Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 1st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Add-on therapy with parenteral prostacyclin analogs in patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension. Insights from the COMPERA registry. This study identified 495 pretreated patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension who received add-on parenteral prostacyclin analog therapy from the COMPERA registry. The cohort included patients with idiopathic, heritable, drug-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension, connective tissue disease-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension, or congenital heart disease-associated pulmonary arterial hypertension. All patients were pretreated with at least one pulmonary arterial hypertension-specific therapy before receiving the add-on treatment. This investigation provides a real-world characterization of patients receiving this advanced combination therapy for pulmonary arterial hypertension. Article number 2. Superior cardiac protection in combined ex-situ perfusion of heart and liver. This study demonstrated superior cardiac protection when using combined ex-situ heart-liver perfusion compared to isolated ex-situ heart perfusion in porcine hearts. It built upon previous findings that experimental ex-situ organ perfusion with cross-circulation significantly extends safe preservation times. The study also perfused discarded human donor hearts ex-situ, providing data on this advanced preservation technique. This approach improved cardiac preservation beyond what isolated heart perfusion achieved. Article number 3. Method for generating right ventricular pressure volume loops in routine practice. This study successfully validated a novel method for reconstructing right ventricular pressure volume loops directly from pressure waveforms. These waveforms were acquired during routine right heart catheterization, overcoming the complexity of gold standard conductance catheterization. Researchers developed an algorithm that estimates right ventricular volume from pressure using the hydromotive source pressure model with external calibration. This new method makes right ventricular pressure volume loop analysis feasible in everyday clinical practice. Article number 4. Outcomes with Impella CP in acute myocardial infarction versus heart failure cardiogenic shock. Insights from the Cardiogenic Shock Working Group. This study analyzed outcomes for patients receiving Impella CP microaxial flow pumps for cardiogenic shock due to acute myocardial infarction or heart failure. The Cardiogenic Shock Working Group registry data from 36 international sites, enrolling patients from 2019 to 2024, characterized these patients. The analysis provided data on differences in outcomes between cardiogenic shock etiologies for patients managed with Impella CP mechanical support. This investigation revealed distinct outcome patterns in large, unselected populations depending on the underlying cause of cardiogenic shock. Article number 5. Impact of delayed kidney graft function on long-term outcomes in simultaneous heart-kidney transplantation. This retrospective cohort study identified the impact of delayed kidney graft function on long-term patient survival in simultaneous heart-kidney transplantation. The study analyzed 1737 recipients from the United Network for Organ Sharing Database between October 2018 and October 2024. Delayed kidney graft function was precisely defined as requiring dialysis within the first week post-transplant. The findings established how this early post-transplant complication influences survival rates for patients undergoing combined heart-kidney transplants. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.